Hello and welcome to Cannock Chase Collections, the podcast where guests get to share their local history stories and knowledge of local objects, places and events. These collections are packed with treasures from our past, from coal mining and early industries to military memories, photography, social history, and even objects that remind us of how being part of community life contributes to health and well-being.
The village itself didn't exist until 1861. Before that, it was just fields. The land beyond the bridge was acquired by the Wolverhampton Building Society, and they marked it all out into plots, sold those plots, and so effectively it was a new town built in 1861.
Was the need for the new town because there was this big new industry happening just up the road?
It was really the beginnings of the Industrial Revolution in this area.
The real find for us here was discovering that 16 windows in York Minster have got Rugeley glass in them. So that would have been taken from Rugeley via the Trent up to the Ouse, where you meet at the Humber, and then up onto New York. That was really exciting to find out that we had glass in such a prestigious venue like York Minster.
Of course, not all of these amazing stories have a happy ending.
It was devastating because you had such tight communities and, you know, local men wanted to go off and fight. And you also have pals battalions being introduced where men were encouraged to sign off together and then they would go off and fight. And it was often the case that if that battalion was hit specifically, big portions of the whole community could be wiped out.
Through the personal and moving stories from our past, we meet the volunteers who get so much from bringing our history to life.
It's a great hobby, Trevor, right?
It is a hobby, passion, but it's... I don't know how people can say they're bored when they're retired. I do get friends who say they're bored. I say, what? No, it's great. I love history, local history. It's endless.
Thanks to the National Lottery Heritage Fund, the Cannock Chase Collections podcast is coming very soon. Head to the heritage section of creativechase.co.uk to find out more and to subscribe for free to the full series so you never miss an episode.
So we've got a Morse code machine here.
This is what Tolkien would have been teaching people.
What did that say?
I want a cup of tea.